This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities taking a look at cattle for Tuesday, July 19th. Well, with cattle markets firm yesterday, started out a little bit weaker in feeders, but they reversed up right off of the support levels, the old trading range highs that were kind of blew through here last week. The markets have come back down, tested those breakout levels, and appear to be holding pretty well. In live cattle, the markets had just a firm day and looking like they are going to get some momentum to the upside as well. So they're coming out of a bit of a pullback, but the live cattle are more still in a trading range, whereas the feeders appear to have broken out of their trading range to the upside. Cash markets last week, we had the Fed trade around 142, which is down 2 on the week and up 19 over a year ago. Dress trade at 229 was down 3 on the week and up 31 over last year. Dressed weights, 809 pounds, down 1 on the week and down 8 from a year ago. Steer prices at 181, that was up 17 over a year ago. Rib prices at 384, up 3 on the week, down 4 from last year. 90% trimmings at 277, unchanged on the week, and also down 4 from last year. So year-to-date, federally inspected slaughter is running 1.2% ahead of a year ago. Cow slaughter is up 2.7%. Weights are down 0.1%. Beef production is up 1.0% over a year ago. So we continue to see cow slaughter be strong. We do have some important reports coming out on Friday. Got the cattle on feed, got the semi-annual inventory report, got the beef cold storage report. So a lot of numbers coming at us in the cattle complex on Friday. We expect to see herd liquidation continuing in fairly aggressive fashion on this inventory report, which would suggest that the calf crop's going to be smaller yet again next year. And we'll hopefully get a pretty good feel for what the heifer retentions are. But again, I think with the heat that has come through and has been stagnant across the southern and central plains, it's going to be tough to be holding back heifers. I think you're going to see just more general herd liquidation primarily coming out of there. If you're going to see heifer retention, it's probably going to be in the northern plains where they've had a good season so far, lots of rain, pasture should be okay, hay crop looks good. So there would be the place where you'd start to rebuild after last year's train wreck as far as weather goes. But still, in the bigger picture, the big numbers, of course, are the southern plains and central plains. And if anything, you're just seeing more herd liquidation coming out of there. In box beef values yesterday, we saw the choice up 164 at 271. Select up 87 cents at 243. So the spread gained another 77 cents, was sitting at 27.89, which is a record high for this time of year. Slaughter rates on a steady pace, a 125,000 head, that was even with last week, and up 9,000 over a year ago. The feeder cattle index gained 5 cents, we're sitting at 172.67. So the cash feeder cattle market continues to hold strong and clearly offering solid support for the futures. And I think that's where we're going to be. As long as we held that trading range support, which we did, I think that's going to be supportive for the market itself. You know, if the corn market can't get anything going to the upside, that just continues to suggest we're going to have a big corn crop. And, you know, with the tight feeder cattle supply and plentiful feed, that obviously helps support the feeder cattle down the road as well. If you have any questions, feel free to call 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.